getting dumped.
And we are
the three best friends that
do you think like we should have a guest one day? Weekend. We should. We should have been had a baby. A baby daddy.
You want to have a baby with me, girl?
This is our baby. We should have a guest. We should be asking. And you know what? Every time I meet, he wanted to be a guest. He just like me. Nick can't get up.
Damn.
Every time. He'd be like, I'll be recording.
Because I can think about Andrew. I'm like, get Jamila here.
I would love Andrew. I would love all of them. I
mean, get everybody. Because there ain't got to be nobody like, oh, you a business person, so we just want to interview you.
Right. Just a friend.
Just a friend.
Yes.
So we can all have our normal, casual-ass conversation. Yes,
that would be fun.
And get a third, you know, perspective or idea here. We should.
You
want to try that for next week?
No, because I won't be here. But if you want to be a guest, on the podcast, shoot us an inbox.
Do we need to change the date?
No.
No, because you did like three times. You haven't been here on the weekend, and I be working on the weekends. I be tired anyway, so it's like, do we need to switch?
To what day?
I don't know. Something during the middle of the week, apparently, where you'll actually be home.
We don't have no time during the week.
I don't know.
We have nothing during the week. Listen, y'all just gonna have to be good with this being a bi-weekly or not. Is it bi? Yeah, every 2 weeks. A bi-weekly podcast. We have things to do. We're so sorry.
They didn't know that. When we started out, it was like every Monday is an episode. And now it is not.
It is not. We try. This will be the first double episode, like back to back, because this is the third one. Missed a couple weeks between the first and the second. Don't do this, because one of those reasons was because of you. If Mo don't come to my house, then we just not recording. So I'm away, the multiple business owner of the group. She is working.
But I'll be up and I'm ready.
Yes, let's talk about this, y'all. Mo came in, decided she wanted to tussle, decided she wanted to just start swinging because she came in hard judging me.
You think I chose violence this morning?
She did. That's what I want to say. I'm so glad you said that.
I was very much so being observant and just pointing out a pattern.
Like, and making me feel like shit. So what was the reason for pointing out the pattern, money?
Are you upset? Damn, girl.
She's upset. She's talking about something I don't. What she said? Something I'm upset.
She's like, why are you upset? I'm just pointing out a pattern.
You're making me feel like shit on top of it. Then she talking about I'm not rotating my couch cushions enough. Like, okay, what the hell did I do to you?
I sat down and I sunk right into the middle cushion. The middle cushion is what most people gravitate to. So I know for a fact I will be shuffling my shit a lot.
And if the middle cushion is sunken, then whose fault is that?
These are like more firm. So I'm like, maybe they should be swallowed.
She don't give a fuck about me. She don't care about me.
I just pointing out things.
You don't know, I could be fighting for my life. And this is how you come. Drop the
stuff. Aren't we all, bitch? I am dying inside.
Okay, but I extend grace.
Hey.
What the hell?
Let me tell y'all, now she done brought up. Let's bring up the real issue. I get here, I wake up at 8 and I get here at 9 most days, most Sundays.
Yes.
When I get here, do y'all think we start at 9?
No.
What time do y'all think we start? I'm going to let y'all know. It's not at 9.
You're being messy.
So if this is an interview, a job interview, and they told you to be here at 9 and we didn't start until like 9:30.
Oh, excuse you me.
You
going
to be like,
I didn't know you employed me.
Why y'all couldn't just tell a bitch to come at 9:30? Y'all clearly were not ready.
I be trying to tell her it doesn't matter what time she comes before noon because I'm tired and I'm going to be asleep.
And that's why I said, well, damn, Kim, should we change the time?
No, because
she'll
been
say
no. No, we've been doing it like this for how many years at this point? I like it on Sunday.
I hate it.
What?
You said we've been doing this for how many years? I'm saying every time we come here, that little dynamic, this little tango, hate it.
You do?
Absolutely hate it. So I'll be sitting here like, usually, you know, I open up the blinds and stuff, and literally I sat here in the dark today, and I was like.
First of all, never knew she hated it. She come in, chit-chat any motherfucking way. Hey, you literally come in.
Literally, I open the door.
And you act like I be asleep.
She lays back down. I was like,
I be asleep for another half hour. I go lay down for about 5-10 minutes, gets up, brush. The only thing I have time to do. Is the only thing I have time to do is use the bathroom and brush my teeth. I don't do anything else. That takes all of 15 minutes.
This is literally after you lay down.
For what, 5-10 minutes? I was not laid down for that long today. Do not do this with me. You're talking about, are you snoring? I'm like, no.
You walk into a meeting and somebody's like, okay, I'm going to lay down.
So she hates me.
Then I'm going to get my supplies.
That's the title of this episode.
Then I'm
going
to go brush. And you're going to be like, well, shit,
she
bitch.
She hates my guts.
You might as well told me to come later. And like Kim just like pointed trash. Out. It don't matter if you come later. She's still going to do the same thing.
Because I'm tired and it's Sunday.
I really thought it was because I came so early. But I thought I came early because obviously we have other shit to do.
I literally
do
want you. That's what I'm saying. I don't have a problem with you coming early. I don't. It's
but then when I hours of bed,
I
said that you would do this at any time before, what, 12, you said?
Yes, because I
it would be the exact same.
I'm maybe like any time before 10, actually. It wouldn't be that dramatic. I'd be up by 10 for sure.
But I know how once we get to talking, I actually podcasting. We go over and then we have more conversation after most times. So it's like, damn, if I come later, we'll be here later.
We'll be here all day. Exactly. Which is why I don't want you to come later. You're my wake-up call, money.
Why I thought if we started early, we'd be getting out. And then
she got here at 9. It's 9:42. We've been recording already for 6 minutes. And we did a little chit-chat.
Again, it's 9:42. And we only recorded for 6 minutes. You know, if I got here at 9, imagine, we'd be done.
This is the end of the podcast because I feel so judged. I feel so judged. We were here.
You've been doing this for like however long.
And you never said anything.
Yes, I have.
No, you have not.
I've absolutely
not
been like
this. No, 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 no.
We Kimmy got so bad to a point that we started recording in Kim's bed. You remember that? We started to record in the bedroom so we could lay down.
Was that because of me?
I feel.
What? You're a liar. Absolutely. You are a liar, money. We record where you want to record. Oh, when you was tired of the desk. First of all, when you was tired of the closet, we got our ass out the closet. When you was tired of the desk, we got our ass to the couch. When you was tired of the couch, we got our ass to the bed. And then we moved back to the couch. So don't try to blame this all on me, okay?
If we need to start recording in the bed just to get things going.
What happened to us recording in your house?
We never did.
We did, actually. We recorded 2 episodes over there back when Money actually liked me and she invited me over. She don't do that no more.
Well, see, now
I'm starting to see a pattern.
Going all the way to my house, and I'm like, let me go get Camille dressed.
Really?
Go brush my teeth and take a...
If it only takes 2 minutes, I don't care.
What that? If my friend got here at 9 to start the podcast at 9, we're starting at motherfucking 9.
Right, first of all, you're working anyway. You act like you ain't got things to do that you could do while you wait on me for literally tops 30 minutes to come do this podcast. Never mind that, you know, I edited it with my lonesome
Kim. And then we had a conversation about the editing thing as well. You know me, I don't mind the raw footage being uploaded.
I don't even know why I went down this road, because I have told you I'm not putting out a non-polished product. Correct. Why do it if we're going to do it as right. ass?
So only, because it didn't sound bad. Like right now, this is the end of our podcast. What would be wrong with it?
It's only 6 minutes. That's a different thing.
Right. But what would be wrong with the way we talk? I feel like how we're talking right now.
Nothing. That's because we've had constant conversation. Thing. But we don't talk. You'll be surprised when I go back and listen to that show, I'll be like, ooh, we was real quiet around this time. It don't seem like it's a long time. Uh-huh. Because it for us, it seems like a natural break in the conversation. Uh-huh. But I feel like if you're listening to that shit, you'll be like, where the fuck these bitches at? I do that all the time. I don't know about you. When I'm listening to the read and it's a pause, where the fuck they go? Did it cut off? Is it my audio? Sometimes, you know, I'll cough and you'll be like, oh, we're human. But it's like, nobody wants to hear that in their headphones or in their damn car. That should be loud.
We are human, though.
You are correct about that. We are human.
My point was, don't forget that editing joke, like as if you are.
But it's something that is necessary.
Bitch, you better edit this
shit. It's something that is necessary. Shut up.
Because I don't do that. I'm like, girl, upload that shit.
No, that's not what you do, but it's something that's necessary, and it's a part of the shared efforts of getting out this podcast.
It's very nice.
God, I feel so, I just feel like shit now.
A dramatic pause.
I really
feel like, remember, and I'm leaving that out.
I'm leaving it.
I'm leaving for effect.
Because, bitch, I feel so. Y'all, I'm looking off into the distance, thinking about my life choices.
Like, these hoes are having dramatic. A little conversation about their podcast.
About Kim being asleep.
Kim being motherfucking asleep.
Listen, I'm
being sick of. We're all tired.
I'm so.
Fuck.
Listen, we ain't having a tired off in this bitch, okay? Because I'm not going to argue with y'all.
Let's not be kidding.
About who's more tired.
Y'all, Kitty will argue down about who was the busiest today or who was the most tired or who had the most to do. And you just like, girl, it's a never...
It's the not battle a contest, is, girl.
I'm not going to win. So I'm just going to leave it alone. You're never going to let me win. That's the thing.
Right. Because it's always going to be, you got one kid. Well, I had two.
Like, Kitty, please. I need to go talk to the lady. Well, you had to do that today. I had to do this. I had to do this. I had to do this. Nobody said you didn't have to do anything. I'm just pointing out what I had to do.
What I say with my daddy, every time he'd be like, well, I work 12-hour days. Okay, slave. Like, don't nobody care.
I thought it was going to be like, because he was outside of the house working his 12 hours, it was different from people who in the house working 12 hours.
No, he's a 13-hour. I work 13-hour days. People and he do it in the sun and all that.
Right. People who work outside of their home, they feel like they're working harder than people who work inside the home. Because I know for a fact, my family think I'm sitting on my ass in the house.
Not true.
That's not the fucking case. And I really be annoyed. You know how you go out on a date or you're with your friends, you always on your phone. Mm-hmm. And people see that as like rude or as an insult. Yeah. But I be like, bitch, I work here. Like, I'm dead ass working. Like, I know you probably think I'm texting a nigga or right. scrolling through oh, somebody's story, but I swear to God, I ain't working. Please. Do not think I'm being rude. Or try to be sneaky or some shit. I am dead ass working.
I'm just texting back these customers.
Right. Somebody want to order something, asking a question. Somebody want a book. I have to, this is my work. This yeah. is what I
and
do.
People do expect you to write back all hours of the day.
All day, every day. And that's
they
the
don't
thing.
Care.
Business, motherfucking access. People, you don't have like a website. They're going to have to contact you personally. Which makes people feel like, hey, I know she up right now. Let me just ask her. And we had a conversation
we
about
did, that. We did, because that girl who texted the stylist. And yes. our team, we didn't even talk about that on here. So
what's the whole story? Go ahead.
So this girl, it was a quick screenshot that this girl posted where she texts like a braider or something like that, or some kind of stylist, some kind of hairstylist. At I want to say it was like 1:30 or so in the morning. The stylist texts back and says she doesn't answer the question. She just says, "Why would you text me at this time?" And essentially, the girl repeated the original question to see if you were available at such and such time. So, some people were on the stylist side. I personally was on the young lady side because it's like, if you email Walmart's customer service at 2 a.m., obviously you don't expect Walmart's customer service to get back to you immediately. Right. You expect it to take some time. So, you could have just answered it when you got up, sis. Especially if that's the only way people can contact you. If people don't have a booking site, like you just said, business access. If you don't have a booking site, you have to expect people to contact you about your availability.
Right.
And she had an attitude or home like that.
Because your 9 a.m. might be my 10 p.m. Everybody got different schedules.
That's a good point, too. She could have been up working her overnight job. You never know.
Dead ass. And this is your only form of communication. Again, I push for booking sites and websites because, obviously, you ain't got to talk to nobody directly. Nobody don't feel like they got to DM you or call your phone to get information.
Right. Because, I mean, you know when you message somebody directly, especially the person who owns the business, it's going to take forever to get a response.
It is.
You know that. Unless they got an assistant literally working for them, it's going to take a long-ass time.
But I don't understand how people do it.
Yeah.
I'm like, you see, and then if you're doing hair, your hands are tied.
Yeah, literally.
You're going to stop braiding or combing hair so you can answer text messages of people asking, are you available tomorrow at 8?
My nail tech, she gets all kinds of messages during the day, and I'm assuming she answers them in between clients, but I'm like, if I'm coming and this girl is leaving, when do you have time to
talk? And I would think it would be a headache, because if I had a booking site, you ain't got to ask me if I'm available tomorrow at 8. You're going to see that I am not.
Exactly.
And move on about your day or find another time.
Exactly. Which imagine you having a disappointment. That was great for me. I can't remember the last time I used the booking site, like, regularly. I used to have a nail tech that had a booking site. Now I just book my girl, like, when I leave, so I never have to worry.
True that. But my God.
She was, that girl was steamy.
Dead ass, if I'm like, hey, Kim, are you available tomorrow at 8 a.m.? You're like, no. Are you available at 9?
Right.
10? Like, I'm going to go all day with me asking you when you're available.
And then I got to text you all my available times. You right. gotta figure out how to coordinate with your schedule. Get the booking site, y'all. They're not that expensive.
I would absolutely say get the fucking booking site. Especially if you got a problem with people texting you at all kind of hours, quote unquote.
And you know that you don't want people texting you at all.
You really don't want nobody to text you.
She has such a pissy attitude. Talk about why would you text me? Obviously to see if you was available, sis. That's what I asked you. Why are you mad at me? And a text message is not urgent. Like an email, I expect days. A text message, I expect hours. A phone call is immediate. That's it. Like, I do not expect people to text me right back, especially not if you're a business owner and I'm texting you about your business.
Yeah, about business shit.
Like, literally take your time, sis.
Okay, I'm low-key on the fence with the text message part. You got 5 minutes. You said an hour, and I was like, wait a minute, bitch.
I didn't even say an hour. I said an hour.
I don't even know what time you want me to come. I had to wait an hour for you to be like, yeah, girl, come at 8. I'm like, you can
but
that.
But that's what I literally expect with them. I literally expect for it to take an hour. If you text me back in minutes, I'm going to be shocked, because I'm like, damn, girl, you on your phone for real. Or maybe you got an assistant. I don't know what you, but if you got an assistant, you got money for a booking site.
Yeah. Text message is supposed to be something that's like kind of quick. Like, I had this one question. What time do you want us to be there?
Yeah.
Boom. 8 o'clock. You take an hour, I'm be like, okay, now I gotta call you.
So if it's urgent, now that if it's a stylist, that's different, because like you're not calling this lady. I mean, you maybe you are, I don't know. But if it's like me and you, if it's urgent, I'm just call. If I'm texting you, I cannot possibly be expecting a response that quickly. It's a text. If it's urgent enough, I will pick up the phone.
I mean, sometimes I have the time to text back. Sometimes I have the time for you. I'd rather you just call me, because you know your hands are tied.
Yeah,
I can sit here and be texting
or
and respond
to
everybody. Yeah.
Maybe with you it's a little bit different, because you do always got at least one of your phones in your hand.
Yeah.
So
I be trying. But then I be working. Sometimes I be like, oh shit, I didn't text back. I've been back and forth a lot lately. Life be lifing out here. You do. Type of sex. We had wrote down a lot of shit yesterday.
She's up late.
And it's all of these topics pretty much seem they like they stem from the social media versus real life, expectations versus reality. We had a long talk about this last night.
We did.
That's why your girl is tired. I feel like I have bags on my eyes. Do I have bags?
A little bit.
Bitch. I am tired. I woke up and I was pissed because my alarm. I was like, damn, it's time to get up. I feel like I just laid down.
What time did you go to sleep? I think I went to sleep about 2:30, maybe a little bit after.
I hate that because I be feeling like I done missed out so much because I wasn't on my phone. Because obviously I was working all day. So by the time I lay down, like I wish I could catch up on what the fuck everybody else is doing. So now I'm up even later trying to scroll. And you know, that shit is a fucking...
Right. Trying to keep up with everybody else's day. I did like a little TikTok rabbit hole you went down last night, though. About the overstimulation.
I had to look that shit up.
So that's you just typed it in the TikTok search bar? Hell yeah.
TikTok is my new Google.
Oh, no. 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 I heard that the other day and I said, shit.
It
no.
It really is. There's so much on here.
Like, oh, no. Because if you miss Wikipedia, little Miss I Hate Wikipedia, no, ma'am.
TikTok, there's be therapists on there. They be talking. If I want to know how to make
lasagna, as long as you're not getting your only information from there. It's your supplement. It cannot be the new Google.
I was like, this is fun.
Because they are not fact checking on TikTok.
The bitches will be like, I'm visual learners and whatnot. I think TikTok is something cool for y'all. You're going to find somebody who explained it in a way that you could understand or you know, did it.
I'm hoping those people who are on TikTok are also posting to their Instagrams.
Sometimes they do.
I'm hoping y'all are.
This is the fact that TikTok and Instagram hate each other. So if you post one from the other, it ain't gonna get as much, as many views.
What? If you like.
If I posted a TikTok on my Instagram, like to like post like a reel, but it still had the TikTok like symbols on it, Instagram gonna be like, bitch, please. Like, we ain't gonna float this through for real. Cause you want you on TikTok for? They feel like you should make your shit on their app. Like.
That is the pettiest thing I have ever heard.
So you literally have to edit your video before you upload it to TikTok or upload it to Instagram before it gets a little stats right, on it.
Yeah.
And then start sharing it between the apps.
Oh, wow.
Bullshit. It's just still, but it's whatever.
Petty boots, Instagram. It's petty so boots indeed.
It really is.
But yeah, so social media, because the main question you asked was, should we expect the same thing from social media that we do from real life, I guess?
Because I said it's social media, not our reality.
Right, and I said it wasn't because people can tailor it to be whatever they want it to be, to look like whatever they want it to look like. It's most people's highlight reel.
Are we all fake? what are we doing?
Some of us are fake as hell.
Because you could dead ass be my man, but really, you be crying every night. It do be fake sometimes.
It do be fake.
And that shit is crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, my job is so wonderful. I got a brand new job. Whole time your manager don't like you. They be giving you bullshit all the time. Like, it's hell for your work. But you just telling it.
Or people who look rich, but they're really not. I mean, just telling me last night.
What he said?
He work at Nordstrom or whatever, and he'll buy stuff for people, whatever, because he get a discount. So he said he just recently bought like this entire outfit for somebody. So he was like scrolling Instagram and he saw that exact same outfit on like some, not on the person that he bought it for, but on somebody else, which is not an issue. Like, you know, you buy this for whoever you want to, give it to whoever you sell it, give it to whoever you want. So he, but he seen the whole outfit on somebody and in the comments, all the comments was like, just talking about how much money he got. He got money this, money that, money that. He was like, I don't even know. He just got 33% off this whole outfit. Which ain't nothing wrong with that.
Also, it was the person's outfit. It wasn't like somebody else who y'all had just seen, like, the inspiration for. It was the person who ordered the outfit.
It was literally the person
that... They were wearing the outfit.
Yes, yes. The person was wearing the exact outfit he had just bought.
And hey, we're not going to do that at a discount. And like, everybody got it for free.
That's what I'm saying.
You know?
Ain't nothing wrong with that. But it's funny how everybody was like, oh, you got money, but you ain't paid full price for it. Not saying that, like I said, there's nothing wrong with that. Don't pay full price if you don't have to. But, again, illusions, appearances of things. That are not.
Because you could assume he paid the full price for, I don't know, it was Gucci shoes, for the whole Gucci shoes.
Right.
So really, you got 30% off. But I mean, 30%, I don't feel. That is interesting.
Yeah.
Damn. Okay. But definitely, you'll get on there and be like, oh, she got a Versace robe on, and they taking another trip to whatever, whatever. And it's like, oh, I guess they got it like that, whatever, whatever. But truthfully, you don't know, they saved all year for this trip, or she saved 5 months for this robe, or it was a gift, anything like that.
Because people just don't usually tell that part. They just put the highlights on
there. They just really showing you the glitz and glam part. So you see it, you're like, damn, I ain't got no money like that. I ain't take no trip like that. I must be doing bad. But you don't really know what they did to get to that point or to start that business or to buy that wig or anything. Bitches suck dick every day for hell. You don't know how many dicks that girl had to suck to get on that fucking plane or get the fucking bundles. So before you feel bad because you ain't got no new bundles and wig, remember, you went on your knees.
Wait. So in that vein, do you feel like we should expect the same things from social media that we do from real life?
I only think so in regards of social media, like, replaces our face-to-face interactions. Mm-hmm. So I feel like if I write you on social media, or if I say congratulations or somewhat in some sort, it's like if I was in your face, I would say the same thing.
Yeah.
So when I see somebody doing something good, you kind of want to make it a point to say something. Because, I mean, what else are we following each other for? We're not here to interact and respond
point.
To each other. And they had a post about that. Like, you scroll past, I guess, your friend's accomplishment.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know if they were talking about, like, everybody you follow is supposed to be, like, your quote-unquote friend.
Yeah.
Or they're talking about, like, your real friend's yes. accomplishment.
I would always assume they were talking about real friends.
Okay.
Like, instead of just people you follow.
Because somebody might argue, well, we Facebook friends, and I posted I got a new job, and Mo ain't say congratulations. So then maybe they feel the way. But if I, am I not supposed
people to... really be keeping tally like that.
They do. They really do. Some people to keep tally of whether you like the post or whether you hearted the post on Facebook. Like, it makes a difference to some people.
Really?
Literally. And I'm kind of mad it even added the option, because before it was just like...
Right, right.
You didn't have to think about it too hard.
Right.
Now you can like, laugh, yes, sad, I'll care. Please, just take it back to like, because now people overthinking that, and it's like, oh, she, everybody else hearted my picture, but she gonna come here and like it. You are mad at that?
It's in the blood.
Jesus, is this what it's coming down to? And Facebook, please take it away.
Dang. I did not know that was a thing.
It really is a thing.
But I just feel like if you, because people do this, like, I do this. If you didn't tell me happy birthday, you ain't getting it from me.
Everybody, I see that a lot as well.
Flat out. And it's not necessarily because I don't like you, or I even really feel the way that you didn't say happy birthday to me. A lot of the times, I don't even really care that much. It's just a reciprocation kind of thing. Why would I tell you happy birthday and you ain't tell me? It just seems odd.
I try not to keep tabs, because I see somebody post happy birthday. It's their birthday. I'm gonna be like, happy birthday. Just because.
Uh-huh.
I just, and it helps me clear my conscience, because it's like, okay, even if you didn't say it to me, I know I said it to you, uh-huh. and I'm just gonna move on about my day. I try not to put
that's literally the only thing I keep tabs
like,
on. Everything
say
else.
Happy birthday, move on.
Like, oh, she said, congratulations, or she, da da da. I'd be surprised, honestly, when people, because I just don't expect people to respond to really anything. So, I'd be surprised when people, like, give me a congratulations, or, oh my God, that's so great, or, oh, thank you. I take every compliment to heart. Please, if you ever feel like, oh, Kim brushed off my compliment, please know that deep down I'm, like, jumping for joy.
Oh. And what I was saying, like, if you have, like, 300 followers or 300 views, and you just put that you got a new job, and literally two people said congratulations, and we was all in a room, and I literally announced to everybody in the room, hey, I got a new job, only two people gonna clap.
In right.
For the 300.
You know they're not. And
that's weird.
That's when I brought up the pressures of, like, real life and how social media kind of takes away some of that pressure. Because
yeah.
you gonna beat my ass because I ain't like your shit.
Right, right.
But at the same time, it's like you said, if you would say congratulations to my face, why wouldn't you just say it on the internet?
Why wouldn't you say it on the internet?
On the internet. I don't get it.
Was it the laziness of it? It's like, I'm just scrolling. I'm just here, you know, for a good
just
time.
Clicking,
I'm just
maybe.
Clicking. Or maybe. I feel like it's weird. Because, I mean, there's been times when I'm going to say, I'm always like, congratulations, girl. Every time I see something.
Yeah.
So I can't really be. I feel like a hypocrite, essentially. So I'm just chill out on that a little bit. But if we all really did say congratulations or sorry for your losses or things like that, every time you saw something.
Yeah.
I wonder how that would make people as a whole feel. Because it'll become more comment. But for people to scroll past stuff like that, somebody lost their grandma. So they sad all day. They post about their grandma.
Right, and if you know me,
everybody done seen it. You see, you got 1,000 views and you done lost your grandma, but only 20 people done said sorry for your loss.
Right. Something's
wrong.
How
does that want to make you feel? Or should you feel like it's just social media? Don't worry about it. So see, I'll be conflicted.
If these people know, it's different if you're a stranger. A lot of people following you don't know you personally.
Yeah.
So that's one thing. But if you know me, like you said, if I'm in your close friends.
Oh, yeah.
You should already know it's only a certain amount of people in here. Everybody not in here. And you clearly know me personally. You clearly know me. Like, why wouldn't you say something?
Why wouldn't you say something? Because, again, when it's some bullshit, because I know this firsthand, if you post some bullshit, you snapping on a bitch or snapping on a nigga, everybody in your close friends, they all in your inbox. Everybody got a comment, a laugh, or insight, or some shit to say.
Yeah.
But if you put in your close friends, I got a new job, or I just lost my cousin, or I just lost all of my fucking hair. Like, you know, something ridiculous. Nobody gonna say anything. It's like, y'all just here for mess.
Speaking of mess, that just reminded me of something. What? I've seen this girl got to a fight and they pulled out the whole braided heart on the side of her head.
Is it on Twitter or something?
A huge... Yes, it was on Twitter. I don't know if I can find it again, but I tell you! I think they pulled out the girl's whole heart. Y'all know the braided hearts that the girl's been getting these days. They pulled this girl's entire heart out by the root. The root! I said, ooh, I can't be fighting like that. Because maybe...
How hard you gotta pull somebody's whole fucking braid out?
Scalp braid. It wasn't even like it was...
Jesus.
It wasn't even like knotless braids or... Ooh, knotless braids ain't going nowhere, I'd imagine. Them things ain't going nowhere.
You think so?
I mean, I feel like they'd have to be really small. If they're large, they're not going nowhere.
I remember after some fights in high school, you see a bunch of kinky twists and box braids all over the place. So it's is it like y'all really snatched that at the girl's head? Like, is there a bald spot in these girls' heads somewhere right now?
Yes.
Oh, my fucking God. The answer is yes. Oh, no.
So I just, oh, that traumatized me. I was like, oh, girl. Even if you won the fight, was it worth it?
Was it worth it? Because now you got a patch.
Literally.
Oh, we talked about the phone in your hand versus not necessarily wanting to talk.
Oh, phone in your... Oh, yes.
Because social media.
You know me.
And that bitch will tell you if a bitch is active unless you turn it off. And I've been on the fence about that because sometimes I want to know if other people are
active. Turn it off. Red receipts. I wish Instagram would give you the option to turn off scene. I don't like that.
Ooh.
I just want to open the message and pretend like I didn't see it.
Because then you can unsee it, but it's like they already seen that I seen it. Right. So
can you unsee it?
Yeah, that's an option.
Really? Mm-hmm. So how does that look?
It literally, like, if I saw that you seen the message, but then you hit unseen, it's like, but I saw that she seen it. So why y'all going?
Okay, so but it only works if the person, if you know the person has seen that you've seen the message.
I guess so.
Okay.
So I'm like, what was
but the like if you were Lord Jesus, because some people at this point people use Instagram DMs like texting.
Yeah.
So some people be in there.
Yeah. Waiting for a response. I'm like, okay, I know she's seen it. Waiting on her to say something. So imagine you hit unseen. I thought unseen that you've seen it.
That is even more embarrassing than having just seen it. Because it's like, why did you
have to put it? What are we doing?
That's worse. Just let me turn this shit off. That is so much worse.
You know what I'd be afraid of, like, I'm out and about, and maybe I didn't ignore somebody all day, or I'm just so busy, quote unquote, and somebody come up behind me, and it's happened before.
Oh, God.
And they're like, hey, Mo, what you know, call my phone and say I don't answer. And my day right behind me, or just sitting in the car next to me or behind me, and I don't respond. They're like, oh, I was behind you at the light, or I saw you at Tropical Smoothie and Dry. I'm like, oh, shit.
You are a stalker.
You're a stalker.
And secondly, that is so embarrassing.
Oh, please remember when Phil was at that game and Claire called him.
Yes.
And he ignored it. That's that, because you saw him with his phone in his hand. Literally. So now you got to see exactly how he looked when he looked at your shit and said, nope. And like,
I put that shit back in his pocket. Imagine. Claire was pissed.
Pull up on your friends at a restaurant. If I saw Kim sitting down eating a burrito gallery and I just walked in and she didn't see me, I'm like, let me call her phone. If she sit there and decline it, I'm throwing sour cream across the room. Let's just start there. And then I'm going to say something nasty. Because you don't do that nasty.
Because why the hell would you do that? That's you could have at least hit me with I just want some alone time.
Or at least hit with the little message response. Like, can I call you later? Yeah, or things like
something
that.
Something like that. Even though I be clocking when y'all do that too. Y'all be sending the messages too fast now.
Hit that one real quick. Custom? I don't got time.
What are the options on there? Do you know?
What are they?
I'm driving. Back is driving. One. Oh, I'm driving is one. That is one, yeah.
I remember Christopher for a long time, he had one of that shit used to. I'm still triggered by that.
You don't say.
Come in, we found out with Do Not Disturb, you can set it the way they'll automatically send somebody a message. That shit hit hold on. It said hold on so much, I was like, I'm going to kill you. Like, I don't like this.
Because you're right. Because you know somebody is pretty much sending you the answering machine.
Literally.
Hold on, Kim. Click. I'll be like, oh, my goodness. A trigger for me.
Cheers. Access to people. We kind of talked about that because the girls who have Instagram DMs and things like that.
But that's what I was going to say. You know, I'm team. I don't have to answer your call just because I'm holding my phone, which is why I like to stay my ass in my house.
Hey. Right, so nobody can.
Right. Run into me.
I saw you at the light and you ignored my call. Girl,
first of all, I would feel somebody's watching me. Maybe I get no privacy.
But I did. I do like the analogy, the whole 300 people in a room versus 300 people in your views.
Yeah, a lot of people. And you would expect them all to clap because you're right in front of their face.
I'm right in your face. And that's probably why y'all would clap because y'all right in my face. But it's like, obviously, if we not face-to-face, you don't care enough and you wouldn't say anything. Is that how we should look at that? Because you really don't want to say anything.
I have troubles, like, putting those sweeping, like, generalizations on everybody because, you know, they always say you don't know what people got going on.
And you got time to scroll through my goddamn story all day.
Were though, because I mean, did you post much after that? Because were there people watching your story who you were like, okay, you still ain't saying nothing to me. You don't watch other stories about
me? Right. That's why I was like, the last one I was gonna make, I never posted. It was like, you know, you done made it this far, and you ain't say sorry for your loss or send a heart. It's like, damn, what are you doing? And you know, it'll show you the people who most likely, not most, what is it called, most frequently watch your
right,
shit.
Yeah,
you'll be right here at the top.
Right.
And if I post this and then within like 10 minutes, your name is right back here. It's like, at this point, I feel like you are, what you got, push notifications on or something? Monique made another story. That shit is real. You know, yeah. People do that.
Yeah.
But not to say anything? But you just waiting for me to crack? I don't know.
Waiting for me to crack?
You're just watching to see what the next update going to be? It's weird. But again, I have to go back to the, it's just social media. Because remember, that was a big deal for a lot of people. It's, yeah. Like, it's not that deep. It's just social media. But like I said, if it's taking place of...
You got to get to what that means. What y'all mean by it's just social media.
Like, should we just not give a fuck?
Right.
That somebody is sad or happy at or... Right.
Because like you said, it do replace a lot of our real life connections. Or a lot of our... I don't like to say real life because like social media... I mean, these are real people. These are real people's lives. They're just... I like to say... what is
glamorized.
It? Glamorized. Or curated. That's what I like to say. So it's like... I don't want to, I mean, some of it is fake. Some of it is complete fugazi. But I don't like to say it's not real life. Because if these are people you know in real life and they're posting about what you know to be their real life, then it's real life. And your cousin really died. Like, that was real life. Yeah. So it's not like social media. It's not like that's a facade or an illusion. That's something that really happened. And it's an opportunity for, like, a real connection with somebody. So
right.
I don't really want to throw that on that situation.
Because I think it more so came from, like, you know, you with your nigga or whatever. And you saw he liking girls' posts or things right. like that. Then, like, it's just social media. We supposed to be on here to like shit. That's when that argument, I guess, will come into play.
Like, bitch.
When it came to, like, liking posts
yeah.
and commenting.
Yeah.
It's just social media. It don't mean nothing.
That's just not true.
It does mean
it's
something.
It's not true.
You like what you see or you want right. what you see. You know, it means that.
And for somebody like me, I'm trying to make my social media exactly what I want to see, exactly what I want it to be. So there is some reality to it. I guess we just maybe shouldn't take it as seriously.
Right. Shouldn't be so offended if, damn, I said I got the job. Nobody's happy. I got ice cream today. Nobody's happy for me. Like, it's just so simple. Stuff like that. You know, okay,
that's
you
guys are great. Y'all don't care about me.
Why are you overthinking social media? Is social media that important to you? Because they deleted Instagram and Facebook, right? Now, remember that one time they crashed? And mm-hmm. all we had was Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Bitch, I was miserable.
Were you?
I was. So I did at the very least, I like to do the explore page type, you know, exploring. I'm learning new things.
Yeah.
Y'all took that away. I didn't have anything. What am I going to do? I didn't know what people were doing.
Oh, I don't know.
And it's a way to be nosy, shit.
A huge way to be nosy.
Stalking, bitch.
Because the girls are putting their top moments on there. They are.
They are.
They're putting their best face.
Some people put more than others, so that make other people feel like you're not doing enough or nothing good has happened for you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So then it becomes the social media depression thing, and Jesus Christ. I told y'all I saved plenty of those. I'm like, oh, God.
Which leads me right
depressed?
To, yes. Stop you right there.
What you about to say leads us to what?
Oh, that was, I didn't know if you was going to pull up something else related.
I had that TikTok with that guy, but I be screenshotting and saving a lot of shit, y'all. Oh, here he is. Absolutely. Praise the Lord.
How you got the space?
God. Thank God for, you know, extra stories.
Life, and you scroll Instagram, you're going to end up depressed. You're going to see me with my Bugatti. You're going to see some bitch on a boat. Some other dude in the Maldives. And you're going to think, fuck my life. You know, Instagram is depressing. Social media is the reason everyone's unhappy and depressed. It really does depress people. But on top of that, it is the biggest opportunity in the world. You need to be producing for social media, not consuming. I really try very, very hard to put my Instagram picture up. I never read the comments. I never scroll the discovery feed. I don't look at anyone else's shit. I just try and just boop, boop, post. And I think if you do it that way, you can benefit from it, right? But if you sit there and you find yourself wasting an hour just consuming, I think it's an easy path to self-destruction.
Oh.
He made some points.
Because there are some people who don't post at all, but they definitely watch.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that would obviously make them the consumer, but I don't know how that makes them feel.
Strict consumer.
And I was like, you, I told that boy, I'm like, you do all this watching, but you ain't contributing to what we all got going on here. You contributing to the pot. You just hit a watching user.
You know what? And I was thinking yesterday, I appreciate those of y'all who contribute to the pot daily because y'all are literally our entertainment. For the people who are on there watching constantly, shout out to every single one of y'all that posts daily because I look forward to seeing what y'all post daily.
I went on a rant about that a while ago.
You did. I remember.
I was like, if we didn't post, y'all don't have shit to fucking watch. So don't tell nobody that they post too much.
Yes, that's what it was. You was mad because
it got to the point people was like, yo, story always so long. And I said, yeah, bitch, you wouldn't have shit to do if I didn't post.
Yeah.
Like, you're welcome, because here you are watching every single thing.
I was offended, but you know, at that time, you had made points.
I just said, don't be the girl who watch everything, but then also
I was that girl.
It's a lot.
Like, y'all bitches post too much. Y'all didn't get y'all ass off social media.
Are you entertained or not? Because I don't know what you want from
right, exactly. Exactly.
And if people like me don't post, people I'm like, oh, something must be wrong with her. Something is off.
Yep.
Well, mode, da 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 type shit.
Anytime people have been away, especially if you're like a big influencer, sorry I've been away. I know I've been away.
Yeah.
Which is like, damn, you really got to explain your absence from social media. Good fucking grief.
Because the people who are literally consuming what it is that you are posting, are just like, they're looking forward to it. They're kind of like, damn, I know this.
That can't be healthy, though. People who feel the pressure to produce because they know people are consuming their stuff, that cannot be it.
They got a check at hand, you know.
Right. Some people just want to live their damn life. To know that you got to constantly... Oh, God, that's the one thing. Because there was... It was like a... I think they were talking about it on Twitter. It was a TikTok on Twitter. And they were talking... It was this guy who was an influencer. And he was talking about how he found it really hard to just live his life. Like, every single thing that he did, he knew he had to get content out of it. He knew he had to film it. He knew he had to post it, edit it, all that. And he was like, he could not do... And he couldn't even have a conversation with his friends without being like... Wait a minute, guys, you know, gotta set up the camera, couldn't go to lunch, none of that. I'm just like, how do you live when your entire life is content?
Because on one hand, the rule is everything is content.
Right.
So, you know, what we're doing right now, we could choose to be recording. It's content, right? So, I remember Kim used to call me TMZ, y'all.
I called somebody that yesterday.
Hurt feelings.
Sorry.
Words mean things. So, I'm like, I started to feel bad when TMZ I wanted no to more, get... though, y'all. Context. I'm like, they're gonna call me TMZ if I pull out my phone. Like, they're gonna feel like I'm trying to put them on blast. And I was like, you think I'm trying to put you on blast? I'm really just trying to get content to grow my channel or grow my space or whatnot. Right. Not trying to put nobody business out there.
Right.
Then I got to the point where, like, okay, I'm just gonna not post certain people, post certain things. I'm like, I don't want you to think I'm being a paparazzi ass bitch every time I come around.
Or just be, for me at the time, a lot of it would just be out of nowhere. And if you would have been like, okay, y'all, I'm finna record, I'd be like, you know, put my best face forward, you know?
Jesus Christ.
I would get on her story.
And action.
Yes.
Everybody sit up straight.
I'd get on her story and I'd be like, oh, thank God I'm cute because Mo just posted. Good grief.
I don't post ugly people, Kim, so you're good. Like, come on. Why would I put somebody
okay, but your name? Ugly and my ugly are not the same. Let me have my moment. Okay. But, so is that why you kind of calmed down? Because we was calling you TMZ?
Yeah. Like, y'all making me feel bad. Then I'm like, okay, now I get a check for this, so I'm going to post. Or, you know, do whatever content I need to do. And I know you've probably seen the videos where they show the girls who be recording with their ring light and their phone, like maybe at a dinner table or something.
Oh, yeah.
And all their friends are like, girl, we hungry. We trying to eat.
Go, waiting on you.
Ass.
Oh, God. I just don't know. Like, because you just, I mean, granted, it's in the back of your mind and you know, like, you're getting a check. So this is what you're just going to do. But for somebody who's not doing it, it seems like, damn, you really got to, like, make sure you pull the camera out.
So I downsized it to just focus on me. If we all at dinner, I'm not going to see him make all y'all stop eating so I can get a recording of everybody fucking food. I'm focused on
everybody not a part of this. Right.
Right. I can't make y'all be a part of this production.
Right.
Especially when I'm not cutting y'all a check. So I'm just like, don't force everybody to be a part of this shit.
Points are made.
So I that's another thing. I toned it down because of reasons like that.
And then no problem. Because if you just, you know, posting your own food, oh, Mo got the camera out for her own food. What am I saying? Like, she can post her food if she wants.
Y'all was judging the bitches for taking pictures of their food. And I was like, oh, I'm the only person that still do that. I used to feel bad when I used to take a picture of my food because nobody does it anymore, I guess. Not a lot, I guess.
Don't feel bad.
Like, damn.
Don't feel bad.
Jeez. What do y'all want people to post?
But when I walk into the room, please, and the first thing you gotta do is get the camera on me. As soon as I walk into the room, oh, look who decided to show up, and you already got your camera out. I'm gonna call you TMZ because, first of all, I just know it gets under people's skin.
Oh, yeah.
Because as soon as I said that, they put the camera away. You don't have to do that. I'm not your not your monkey. Please, stop posting me on your story without my consent. I don't like it.
But then some people like off-guard pictures and videos.
I do, but you, like, when we went to dinner with Andrew for Valentine's Day,
uh-huh.
And Andrew got all those pictures of me, uh-huh. Those are off-guard the girls like. Just take the photos, send them to me separately. Don't post them to social media. Need consent.
It's the money.
You're raping me. What you said last week? You posted all these without my consent? You are raping me. 9 times out of 10, I don't mind it. Because most of the time, the people who are posting me are like, you, Kiara, sometimes post a picture that we've got together. And most of the time, I don't mind it. Because y'all don't, you know, y'all don't have me out here looking crazy, thank God.
Oh, Jesus.
But everybody don't have them privileges, okay? Don't just be posting me on your story.
That's what I'm saying. I just toned it down. So just keep it about yourself. Everybody, you might think your friend look real good today, but they be like, girl, please, I need flat iron my hair.
Like, I feel like trash.
Yeah, I don't feel it. So I can't just, well, you look good to me. click.
I don't like that. I do not like that. Because you people know you need to look in the mirror and be like, wait, let me see if I look cute. Do not be like, well, you look cute to me. I feel like mamas do that a lot. Mamas will post whatever fucking raggedy ass picture they get.
Of course.
What the hell's wrong with you, girl? Well, I thought you looked good. I thought you looked good. Why are you worried about it? Girl, please, mom, pick up.
Who? What's the neighbor? What are they doing?
It's that girl from across the way that always be getting into it, people.
I don't even see nobody. Oh, in this truck. Sitting in the middle of them.
Sitting there.
She finna pull up into the spot. Oh, the spot that's not
she
a spot.
She just parked. Because I feel like somebody, is somebody parking the grass? Did you see?
I can't see.
I can't see either, but I, like, imagine you come downstairs and you trying to, you in a gray car and you trying to leave. Now you gotta tell her to move her car.
I wouldn't even pull all the way down here. Like, okay, let me leave this alone.
Right, we are recording. Sorry.
Cool.
We only got a little bit of time left. Did you want to talk about the overstimulation thing?
Yeah, because that was.
Is that last? Or do we have anything after that?
There's other things down here. Because we're probably abortion, birth control, things like that. Oh. Well, literally, overstimulation was like the last, next to what we was already talking about.
And that's going to be a while, so I'm going to say that for next
time. Do the thing with the, you said you found 7 ways.
Oh, that's on the computer. Where is it?
Y'all, Kim mentioned something to me about being overstimulated, and I had to look into it, because I was like, wait, what the fuck is that? And I looked into it, and I said, bitch, that is me.
I was telling her I've been feeling like I've had this issue for a while, and lately I've been trying to do things to, like, curb it, which there's a list, 7 simple ways to calm an overstimulated mind. And a couple of the things on this list I already do. I don't like do them religiously as I should. I'm just starting out, but I've noticed some improvements. So I'm hoping that, they actually work and follow through. But number one is unplug from social media. And it's no surprise that that's the first one, because that for me personally, and I feel like for the majority of our generation, that is contributing the most to our overstimulation. Just like you, like last night, I think you were trying to figure out how we got to where we were in the conversation, and then you started thinking about so many other things, and then you got you got to a point where you got frustrated a little bit.
Okay.
And I was like, Mom, I think you're overstimulated.
I am. My brain has so many open tabs.
Yes. That's the perfect way to describe
and then
it.
My computer's like ready to crash.
Yes.
Like, your computer has a lot going on. Like, please, give us a break.
And I'm afraid, like, I get so many thoughts throughout the day that come and go that if I don't write them down, they are gone until I think of them the next time. And if I don't write them down that time, they're gone until I think of them the next time. Yeah. And it's just because we are getting so much information at once. Like, we're getting, if y'all really think about it, when you scroll, in 1 minute, how many different posts can you see when you scroll for 1 minute on Instagram?
Especially on the explore page. You'll see so much.
It's literally a grid.
It's things that you're interested in. So you're excited to see somebody traveling, somebody making something, somebody doing hair, makeup.
Right.
It's so much. Your brain's like, oh, I want to look at this. I want to see this. I want to do this. I want to try this. And it's like, wait. Too many tabs are open.
To a point where you are, like, you know that there's so much stuff that you're seeing that you're saving it. You have so much shit saved on your phone that you don't even remember what's on there.
That should be like Christmas when I finally get a chance to go back and dig. But it's like, it's so much. It's no way you're going to be able to try all these different crafting ideas, Monique, because you saved 200 in the last 1 hour. It's no way.
And we don't live to 200, okay? We don't, okay? We're not turtles.
That's another thing I was going to mention when it said unplug from social media. People like me who work on social media, it's hard because you're seeing that post on my people who want to quit social media, but, you know, you have a business to run.
Right, and the guy who was just saying you should just don't consume it.
Walk away. Right.
Just contribute to it.
If I just want to unplug from, like, my main page, personal page, just do my business pages, I'm still going to see shit that's like, oh, I want to try this.
Right.
Ooh, look at this. Let me research this on my business pages.
But
so I still get overwhelmed even if I'm just focused on business shit.
Yeah, overwhelmed on inspiration.
I'm like, oh, I want to try that.
Because that's the good side of it. When you see ideas and things that you like, that's not necessarily a bad thing on social media. It's just too much.
It's very inspirational sometimes.
It is. It's super inspirational. That's what I really go to Instagram for. But like,
until your idea list is 500 things in and you barely crack number 2. Right. It's like, wait.
You ain't even. Oh, I'm terrible because I barely cracked number 1. Girl, like, what is the deal? So, like, yes. And for me, my thing is Twitter. Like, my problem is I will doom scroll on Twitter forever. And Twitter is a crazy-ass place because, like, one tweet, it'll be like, you know, they just took away women's rights. And then the next tweet is some funny-ass meme. And then the next tweet is somebody's baby got snatched in Idaho. It's too much. And it was a time, like, I want to say it was 2020 when I was going through, like, the most stuff mentally that I completely got my ass off Twitter. Like, I deleted the app.
I don't think I deactivated my account, but I deleted the app and I didn't get on there for like, I think a month. And it was the most peaceful. I was bored. I felt like I didn't have much to do at first, but it was the most peaceful time of my life. But I missed out on a lot of stuff. So when I got back, I felt like people were talking about things and I didn't know. It was like Twitter's inside jokes. And I'm like, damn, I missed that. But honestly, the peace of mind that came from not being there was amazing. And luckily for me, I'm not producing like that for Twitter. So it was easy for me to get off of there. But that is the biggest contribution to my overstimulation. It's too much shit going on and we're seeing too many things at once.
My thing was dead. Everybody used to take quote-unquote breaks, but I was really sitting here on here still scrolling. Mm-hmm. I never like completely like walked away from all the social media altogether. I was really on here still watching shit. I just wasn't contributing to the pot anymore. Mm-hmm. And that still was draining because I'm like, I'm still
taking
all
it in.
The ideas and everything was still there. Everything that was happening was still a part of what was going on. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, it's bad. Number two, have a healing session. Interesting. Does that mean go talk to the lady? Oh yeah, I guess it does. It says psychotherapy. Mm. Number three is write. Number four is meditation and mindfulness, which is the thing I've been trying to do. If you've heard of Headspace, I'm sure most of you have. It's good for like the beginner situation because it's very simple meditations that it leads you through. And they have like a show on Netflix, so I've been doing that recently. It's hard. When you have a busy mind, just sitting there and not thinking about those things and just trying to be present and remain in what you are doing at that time is very, very difficult. But hopefully with practice, I'll get better at it. Number five, avoid crowds and large gatherings. Number six, rest and replenish. Avoid crowds and large gatherings. Yeah, that is your job. And you're an extrovert, so I would assume. Are you getting?
Well, my battery runs low. Yeah. Sometimes. Which I'll be happy sometimes when Kitty be there, because I'm like, we can shift. It'll shift between both of us. They either gonna come to me or they gonna come to her. If it's just me, it's me. If it's just her, it's all her. But when that battery goes low, I'm like, all right, girl, you've been over here kikiing with us for too long. Where your mama at? Oh, you know, you took 10 videos. We get it, girl. You're cute. Please. Like, my battery does go low. Because, granny, yes, you're an extrovert, but bitch, all right, I've been talking enough. It's fucking 11 o'clock. Get away.
Number seven is the last one, and it was pray.
Amen.
Yeah.
Write is what got me stuck, because I will write down my our ideas and things that we want to do, but then if I forget to go back. Now I got a main one, again, open tabs, open of shit that was supposed to be ideas and done. I didn't do it.
It's just not enough time in the day.
It's really not.
And that's why I'm really trying to slow down with how much I consume because, girl, are we shortening our life?
You know, right now, because you said it's not enough hours in the day. And I just, for some reason, my mind thought about the whole what people without kids be thinking and doing or what, something with their money or something.
You are really coming for us.
No, I just want to write it down. Why? We had a good conversation about that. We never talked about it all year. So I'm ready.
She coming for us, guys. It's giving. You ain't got no family, so you got no responsibility, so you can just do whatever. Like, girl.
That's how I look from the outside looking in and let y'all tell it.
That is not the case.
We can travel. We can do whatever we want to do. Then it's like, y'all not doing that. Why are you not doing that? Why are you not living your best life?
Because we're broke.
Why are you broke? Who are you feeding? Who you got to clothe? Who you got to bathe? Who you got
to... Listen, the people with kids, you're just trying to come for us. And I don't understand why y'all doing that. Because they be trying to call us lazy, raggedy. We ain't got no drive.
Y'all call us irresponsible and whatever else under the goddamn sun because we got kids. Because what can you say? If you somebody who's like, I ain't got no kids, I can try and do what I want to do, but you're not doing it. And then you see somebody who got like five kids and they all the way in Dubai every other month. They like,
I'm gonna have to ask what the fuck going on.
Looking like the person with the kids doing all the living and you over here.
Looking like somebody with two incomes. If I ain't got no kids, but y'all only got one. All right, them people be married. Them people do not be single parents.
I know a single mom who be traveling with her son.
With her one son? She got money.
I fuck with it. I said, come on, Camille. I get my girl passport. I did tell her.
You can't even take being in the house with Camille. You want to take Camille to Dubai?
You know, I've been thinking about that all the time. I think the other day, where was I going to go? And I was going
to
be
like, you don't even want to take Camille to Walmart.
Girl, I was mad when she was at a theme park. I was happy she was there, but I was also like, if you are here, I can give him this fucking roller coaster. Like,
oh, yeah.
So it'd be like, that's fine. So I like to take her places, but I like a third person there.
Yes, so that you can have some fun,
so
too.
So I can just venture off and do what I really want to do, which is ride a fucking roller coaster. But I digress.
You do want to give my girl the experiences.
Dude.
That's nice.
Girl, don't let me send you all the way to Hawaii or Paris, Camilla. You run me ragged, girl. Please.
You know she will.
I brought you all the way to the country.
Mommy, that.
You are... ruining it!
Camille ain't asked for none of this, okay?
She did ask to go to Paris and maybe Hawaii.
She asked for this.
Girl, act right.
Does she know what that means, going to Paris and Hawaii?
I think she knows what the place is because of YouTube.
Okay.
But I don't know if she...
She don't know what it entails. I mean, she knows y'all gotta get on the plane. Yeah. That's what I say. She's not dumb. She be seeing, she be seeing the blogs.
We're going to the hotel. Where's our hotel? Like, that's me.
These new age kids, no man. Because they can see. That's what I
They can see.
I believe the children.
Which is good because they can see what else is out there too.
They can, but then that means, but then that means their expectations start so much younger. We didn't. I didn't care about people going to Dubai until I was like 16.
Right. Well, we weren't exposed to that. Right. We didn't have Instagram. Know nothing about that.
We was outside playing
on camels and shit because we did not see that.
Right. Now Camille sees Paris and she want to go.
Right. Oh. She also sees kids her age with businesses. YouTube. Making millions of dollars. So that's why a lot of kids, now I'm saying they're not doing it for the money, but a lot of kids want to do what these other little kids are doing, like Ryan's World.
Yeah.
All the kids who want to do tour reviews.
They
want to
be influencers. They really want to be influencers.
And I don't know if they realize that Ryan makes a lot of money, but it's like they see Ryan everywhere. Ryan got his own toys.
I don't think adults know that Ryan makes a lot of money. It's a whole lot of adults that don't even know how much money their child makes.
Trying to figure out why your child keep watching these kids. And these kids are rich.
Wealthy.
It's some guys, some like white guys come in and be watching on YouTube. They be giving out Lambos and shit. Like doing contests with people. Hey, do you want to get this new house or do you want to get this new car? It was like literally they asked like a guy, would you want to get the new house or a new car? Any house that we picked out, you can have it if you choose the house. Any car that we picked out, you can have it if you pick the car. And it was like, which one are you gonna pick? Mind you never seen the house, you never seen the car. He ended up picking the house and it was like a cute little maybe a townhouse or something.
What?
He ended up with that.
So who's paying for it? The people who are giving it away?
The people who are giving it away.
Y'all got money like that?
Yeah.
Wow.
And it's my child contributing to the pot. Well, consuming, rather. Actually. But, you know, every view counts on YouTube and
it
things like that.
It definitely does.
I'm talking about you getting millions of views just on this video.
Wow.
Your subscriber list is millions of people.
Yeah, these people are.
So ain't no telling what type of endorsement deals you're getting and things like that. This ain't just a YouTube check.
No, definitely not.
They YouTube do. Probably, you wipe your ass with that money at this point. That ain't shit. You talking about giving
to the point where the girls literally leave YouTube because they have better shit to do.
The car he ended up not getting was a fucking Lamborghini. But he was like, you know what? I'm too tall for this shit anyway. He literally got in. He was uncomfortable. So how you would have chose that? You know,
that just made me think of that time. Oh, we're running a little long, but that just made me think of that time. I think it was Lil Yachty bought his best friend like a Lamborghini, and everybody was going in on him because they was like, that is not a practical car. Like, how is he gonna keep up with that?
Yeah.
And same with Offset. He bought this guy like that, I guess, saved him. He saved his life some kind of way. I forget what the story was, but he bought him like a Camry or something like that. And everybody was going in on him because they was like, well, you can afford this and you can
they
afford
this. A Lambo for the nigga.
How is this?
He not
regular,
a Lambo ass nigga. He's a regular person.
Like, please,
y'all got a thing. Lily, he did a video where it was like, what's the baby name? Culture.
Uh-huh.
Gave her like $50,000 in cash. She's standing out of a little car window holding it, you know, kind of just smiling. She don't know what the fuck going
that's
on.
That big to her.
I said, that's somebody fucking salary in a year. You just gave it to your child.
Cause in cash.
You made it in 5 minutes, maybe. I don't know. But it's like, just to see that stack of money and say, that's literally somebody's salary.
Yeah. In 1 year.
They had to work all year to make what you just put your child here.
Well, on that note, I'm going
to
end this.
And back to depression. That's exactly where that led me.
Oh my God. Follow us on social media, on Instagram at Even Exchange Podcast, on Twitter at The Even Exchange. On Instagram, I'm Kimberly Latrice, as well as HeyPrettyLady_, and all her business tags are in her bio. And we won't see y'all next week, but we'll see y'all sometime soon. Bye. Say bye, money.
Bye.